With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the daily podcast that squeezes 15 points into 15 minutes and leaves you wanting to do it all again afterwards. Welcome. Now let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver and welcome to another week of quizzes. Joining me for the next 5 days is personal trainer, blogger and author Alice Living. Welcome, Alice.
Hi.
Hi, Alice. We know that you love to watch musicals, but that's all we want to know for now. We just want to get on with the quiz. It's day one, 12 general knowledge questions. Are you ready to quiz?
I'm ready.
Question number one, Alice. What is the national flower of Scotland?
Oh, these are the kind of questions that I'm terrible at. Okay.
Oh, dear.
The first thing that came into my head was a thistle, but I don't know whether that's... No, is it? No. Oh, my God. I'm going to say that, but I think it's probably wrong. No confidence.
Alice, I'm going to tell you now that the answer is correct. I'm also going to tell you that after many months hosting Quiz Chat Repeat, the one thing I can tell people is to trust yourself more.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm chuffed with that.
Yeah, thistle. Completely correct answer. We could have also had Scots pine. Question number two. What name is given to a triangle with two sides of equal length? This can be a bit math triggering for people.
Yeah, so maths was never my strong point at school.
Do you remember? I feel like with the triangles, you always remember. You remember the three names, and that was sort of all you learned. You could get you through life.
Yeah. Although none of those are even coming to me right now. I'm going to pass on that one because I genuinely have no idea. The only thing I was going to like, yeah, I only know of one triangle, and that's a triangle. So fail on that one. Sorry.
You're gonna kick yourself, and you're never gonna want to hear this word again. The correct answer is isosceles.
Oh yes. Okay. I
remember that one. Oh, I remember that one.
That takes me right back to maths.
It does, doesn't it? Question number three, Alice. Which sportswear brand is named after the Greek goddess of victory?
Oh God, I should know this.
Actually, personal trainer, I think you should.
I know. No, I can't think. Sorry.
No, Alice, I'm not going to take that. You can just guess a sportswear brand. Even if you weren't a personal trainer, I'd ask this of you.
Yeah, because... There's one in my head that I can't get out. It's not... It's not Ulysses, but it's something like that. No, I can't... Oh, my God. I can't even think of a bloody sportswear brand.
I'll take Ulysses, because that would make more sense than the answer, probably. But the answer is... It's Nike.
No.
Yes.
I was going to say that. Oh, my God. That's... So, okay. Well, I failed there.
It's okay. It's okay, we won't tell anyone, because it is quite bad for the brand. I'm joking. Question number four, Alice. Which Western European country is nicknamed the Hexagon?
Western European country. God. Spain?
Ah, incorrect. The correct answer is France. Because of its shape, it is Le Hexagon. Question number five. What day of the week does Prime Minister's Questions take place?
Wednesday?
Correct. Absolutely correct. That's on Wednesday.
I don't even know how I know that.
Question number six. According to the highway code, do you drive, Alice?
Yes, I do. Badly, but yeah.
What is the last sequence of a standard traffic light?
Oh, as in what colour it goes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, red. No, hold on. Standard, last sequence of standard green. Yeah, red.
So the end of the cycle is actually... It's actually returning to the amber. So it goes
green, amber, red, and then back to amber, and then it's the beginning of the cycle again. I mean, I don't even drive, and look how I sound.
Right, okay, okay.
No, bit tricky, that one. Question number 7, Alice. The fitness exercise known as Tai Bo gets its name from which two martial arts?
Okay, so the first one I'm guessing is like Tai Chi or Taekwondo, probably. Taekwondo.
Correct. I have Taekwondo here. And what is this mixed with? You do need both for the point.
Taekwondo, and I'm going to guess like Judo, but that's wrong.
It's incorrect. I needed both for the point, and it is boxing, but I think it's because you were being thrown by Bo, and it's not boxing, is it?
Oh my God. Oh, I'm really cross at myself for that one.
Don't worry, general knowledge is always tricky. Let's just get through it. Question number 8. What cocktail consists of rum, ginger beer, brown sugar, and lime juice? That just put me in a good mood even saying that.
Oh, see, I don't really drink very much. Another area of weakness here.
Do you know the classics? Because it's kind of under that list, I think.
Yeah,
not like a classic.
Rum cocktail, lime juice. Oh, a dark and stormy.
Yes! Yes. Correct answer, dark and stormy. Question number 9. Which UK charity slogan is Believe in Children?
Is that... it's not... okay, I'm going to say Children's Aid, but I think that's wrong, but I'm going to say that.
I mean, you were just so in the area of rightness, but I'm afraid incorrect is Children's Aid. The correct answer is Barnardo's.
Barnardo's. Oh, okay.
Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name a novel by E.L. James?
Oh, God. Am I the worst guest you've ever had?
No, not even by a long mile.
Oh, my God. E.L. James.
Okay. So that doesn't immediately make you think of anything in particular.
No, and I studied English literature, but I never did anything by E.L. James.
I don't think it would have come up in English literature studying. And that's okay. All I'm going to say.
Oh, hold on. Because I'm thinking of like an old school author. Is it not... Oh my God, 50 Shades of Grey, is it not that?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I think she used these are her initials, but I think she used it as a sort of pseudonym to sound like an old literary.
Because first of all, my brain went old school author, maybe have studied it in English literature, and I felt terrible that I didn't know a classic, but that's made me feel a bit better.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. You can get to 50 Shades Freed whenever you have time. She's done a lot of 50 Shades. Woo! There's 50 Shades of Grey. You gave me the correct answer in 2011. Then the following year, 50 Shades Darker. Same year, 50 Shades Freed. Then Grey, 50 Shades of Grey as told by Christian. Then Darker, 50 Shades Darker as told by Christian. And then finally, The Mister in 2019. So don't tell E.L. James doesn't know how to milk a storyline.
Wow. Yeah.
Ooh, a lot of work there. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name the two running events that Mo Farah has won his 4 Olympic gold medals in?
Yes, he did the marathon and the 1500, wasn't it? No.
Well, we're talking about winning at the Olympics. What did he win his medals for?
One of them's the 1500, isn't it? No. No, it's not. I'm going to go completely off track here. Is there an 8,000 metres?
No, there's not. Not officially. And I'm going to have to take that. Oh, well, was that an answer?
Yeah, take that as an answer.
Okay.
I failed on that one.
Okay, it was for 5,000 metres.
5,000. Oh, God.
And
yeah.
10,000 metres.
5 and 10. Well, see, I was going 4 and 8. Don't know where my brain was going.
Question number 12. We have here a list of the Daily Mirror's top 20 UK landmarks outside of London. For 3 points, can you name 3 of them?
I have 1, Stonehenge.
Stonehenge is number 18 in the list. Absolutely correct. Can you name 2 others?
2 would be landmarks. I'm going to go a bit rogue here, but No, actually, Blackpool Pleasure Beach, is that one?
I have Blackpool Pleasure. Well, I have Blackpool Tower. I know I've got Blackpool Pleasure Beach as well. I can't believe two. Oh, sorry, I've totally told you one of them. I'm just so,
I didn't hear. So astounded
that two places from Blackpool got on this list. That wow, good for Blackpool. So yeah, Pleasure Beach, also the Tower. Pretend I didn't say that.
Okay, so...
So you've given me two. You've given me Blackpool, Pleasure Beach and Stonehenge. Can you give me the third for the final point?
Third and final. I would say, I'm trying to think of places in Edinburgh because there's amazing places there. Mm. Edinburgh Castle, is that one?
Absolutely on the list.
Yes, amazing.
Okay, so we could have also had the Lake District, which I actually want to go to everywhere on this list. You tell me if you've been there. Edinburgh Castle you gave me, correct? Brighton Pier, been there, Alice?
Yes, I've been there.
Cheddar Gorge in Somerset.
Ooh, no, never. That sounds great, though.
Sounds like it's made of cheese. It sounds great. New Forest, I love.
Yes, I've been there.
And Windsor Castle.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, no, I have been to Windsor Castle.
Have you? Yeah, actually, my mum said it's beautiful, Windsor Castle. And finally, the Cotswolds, which is very vague, I think.
Oh, yeah, that is vague. Yes, I've been to the Cotswolds.
Okay, you've been to the Cotswolds. You've done quite a lot on that list, actually. Well done.
No, I should have known better.
You've hit up these spots. 7 points at the end of that round. We'll talk Alice through her points after this quick break.
Harry Truman,
Doris Day,
Eric Chana,
Johnny Ray,
South Pacific,
Walter Winchell,
Joe DiMaggio,
Joe McCarthy.
Oh, Katie, wait.
What?
I need to explain what we're doing.
We're only doing a fantastic history podcast based on the Billy Joel smash hit, We Didn't Start the Fire.
So it's the Cold War, it's rock and roll, it's economics, sport, the space race. It's the story of the post-war world.
Oh, thank goodness someone's finally explaining our life to us.
Search for We Didn't Start the Fire now.
So 7 points in your general knowledge is not bad. It's when people are, you know, it's the beginning of the week, you're finding your feet, Alice.
But also some of those, you know, when you know it, but it just, like, I panicked.
Yeah.
Especially the charity one. I was like, Children's Aid?
Your mind goes blank.
I knew that, but anyway.
But you are a very successful woman in your own right. And one of those things is, of course, being a successful personal trainer and working in fitness. What kind of exercise are you really enjoying at the moment? Like, while things are as they are.
What am I enjoying? Well, I mostly do like a lot of resistance training. So I'm fortunate enough to have like some dumbbells and some kettlebells in the flat, which is great. So using those, I have actually just started running again. It's not my favorite form of exercise, but I always say with running that the actual run is awful, but then I finish and I'm like, I feel amazing.
I know, it's so annoying because there's nothing quite like the feeling after like you do a half hour run, but 20 minutes in, you're like, this isn't even sustainable.
It's not pleasurable, no.
No. I just did calisthenics. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, yes, I do. I do.
Ah, so do you practice the calisthenics?
Yeah, so I have like a dance and gymnastic background. So there's some stuff that I love from calisthenics, but it's unbelievably hard. And it's deceptively hard because you look at someone who's really good at doing it and you're like, that looks quite simple. You know,
yeah.
I should be able to do that. But then when you actually try it, it's crazy. The strength required.
Well, I can't quite pronounce it. And for people that don't know what it is, could you describe what it is? Because I tried to describe it to my producer and I sounded like a maniac. So I think you describe it.
Basically body weight resistance training. So using your own body weight to train in various different movements. So anything from a push-up could technically be calisthenics, but there's a lot of like, they do a lot of stuff with like bars, parallettes, you know, that sort of stuff where you're working to, it's almost like a bit of a hybrid between sort of gymnastics and body weight training, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. I loved it. And also it gave me the best stretch I've ever had with those rings. Mm. Oh, it was the best.
Nice.
Thank you so much, Alice. You got through the first day. Woo!
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Quiz Chat Repeat. You can follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But before you go, here's the first connector clue of the week for everyone at home. Remember, you'll have one each day of this week and the connection between the answers will be revealed on Friday. See if you can get it. Your clue is the most important meal of the day. the most important meal of the day. Join Alice and I tomorrow for Music Tuesday, where you'll get your second connector clue.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.